Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Welcome back. Áine Kerr here, sitting in for Claire. Now, Irish Rail are issuing warnings to commuters not to rifle through bins at stations in search of cans and bottles, while Dublin City Council has said it's looking to redesign its street bins to discourage them from being searched. That's according to today's Irish Independent, which is reporting that Dublin City Council is seeing litter implications for council cleaning teams since the introduction of the deposit return scheme. For more, we're joined on the line by Michael Pidgeon, Green Party councillor on Dublin City Council. Michael, Dublin City Council have said they're aware that cans and bottles are being searched and routed out from bins around the capital. Is this something, when you were looking at the proposals, the scenarios, the mitigations, that could have been expected and prepared for?
Yes, and I think that's kind of what's happening here. There's about, by my count, about 15 deposit return schemes across Europe currently working. They're probably the best established ones in Germany. And it's an issue we've seen in systems, particularly with glass bottles. If you're ever in Berlin, you'll see a lot of bins have near them people kind of just leave out glass bottles so that people can take them for the return scheme. But it's not an issue that's happened everywhere where these schemes are. So there's an element of just seeing exactly what happens. So we've seen at Dublin City Council, we've seen a huge drop in littering from this. I've seen that myself from doing litter picks and also just personal observation. But a study by Antashka for the Irish Business Against Litter group found about a 30% drop in cans and a significant fall in bottles dumped on our streets. So overall, the litter effect is very, very positive, but this is about just trying to deal with one of the consequences that comes from the scheme.
So what is the solution here, though? If you're Irish Rail and you want to, you know, protect people and mind people's safety, but you're the council and you want to help collectors, but also not increase the littering situation, like we're seeing Dublin City Council talk about maybe new conversations with bin suppliers and this idea of a holder. Like, do you think some simple initiatives like that may help?
100%. And I'm really happy with what the council are proposing here. They're not just the idea itself, but the fact that they're going to just trial something. Often, I've been on the council for 5 years. Often I find councils can be very slow to move, or they try and find the absolutely perfect solution and there's rounds of public consultation. Here, what they're going to do is essentially they're just going to trial an idea, see if it works. If it works perfectly, great. If it needs some fixing, great. And if it doesn't work at all, we'll take it out and come up with another idea. But essentially, the idea is something that's done in the Netherlands and some parts of Germany at the moment, which is kind of like a metal holder or a ring around the bin, where there's spots for cans and bottles, and it stops people from reaching into the bin, which is obviously bad for safety because you don't know if there's needles or any, you know, dangerous stuff in the bin, and also it'll help reduce litter impacts.
And presumably, in parallel to all of that, we just need more places where people can return their bottles. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and not tied
totally
to supermarkets.
Exactly. And I think, you know, when the scheme started, you know, there were issues in which haven't fully gone away, but have definitely massively reduced, with problems with the bins. There was, in the transition phase until June, there were questions about, is this bottle included or not? I think the system is a lot more understood. It's functioning a lot better now. So I think it's reasonable that places like Irish Rail would bring machines in to allow people to return.
OK, we look forward to that trial from Dublin City Council. Michael Pidgeon, Green Party councillor on Dublin City Council. Thanks for that.